We celebrate Animal Blessing on this weekend each year because it is closest to the birthday of Henry Berg, who was a Unitarian born 207 years ago this week. This story that I'm about to tell is a true story, and this is the Henry that Kim was talking about during the Wonder Box. Once upon a time, there was a man named Henry Berg. His father was an important shipbuilder, and so Henry and his family had a lot of money. When he grew up, he worked in important jobs like serving as a diplomat for President Abraham Lincoln in Russia. He liked to wear a top hat and fancy clothes, and he never had any animals himself or any children. In fact, he once explained to a friend that he didn't like her canine, not because the dog was small, but because the dog was a dog. When Henry lived in Russia while he worked for Abraham Lincoln there, he saw that many people thought it was okay to beat and hit their horses in the street. Those people thought, the horse belongs to me so I can do whatever I want to it. And it wasn't against the law. So people went ahead and mistreated their animals. Even though Henry didn't care that much about dogs or horses for that matter, and even though he was a rich man who had never suffered the way those animals had, he was very upset by what he saw. So he resigned, he quit his position in Russia, and he studied in England, where there was a society to prevent cruelty to animals, which people called or shortened the SPCA. When he returned to America, to our country, he wrote something called the Declaration of Rights of Animals, which many other important people signed, including Henry's Unitarian minister, whose name was Horace Greeley. He was the minister of the All Souls Church in New York City, where Henry was a member. Henry took his declaration to the Capitol of New York, to the government, and there they started the first legally recognized organization in the United States for the rights of animals, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or the ASPCA. Now, Henry was very matter-of-fact about his defense of animals. He said it was a matter purely of conscience. It has no confusing side issues. It's a moral question in all of its aspects. Today, we celebrate Henry Berg, whose birthday was 207 years ago this week. He was a Unitarian just like us, and he founded the ASPCA. We will come back to him and his story in a few minutes. Now, imagine this scene on a street corner in New York City in April 1866. And remember what Kim had in the Wonder Box. Henry Berg gathered his courage and he approached a cart driver who was beating, hitting his exhausted horse. "My friend," he said, "you can't do that anymore." Astonished, the driver exclaimed, "I can't beat my own horse? The devil, I can't." And he resumed. Henry replied, "You are not aware, probably, that you are breaking the law, but I have the new statute here in my pocket, and the horse is yours, only to treat kindly." Thus, Henry, with the law on his side, became known as the great meddler, meddling or getting into other people's business where they thought he didn't belong. But Henry knew that the creatures who could not speak on their own behalf deserved to be defended from humans who mistreated them. So he wrote that Declaration of Rights of Animals and he started the country's first chapter of the ASPCA, which was originally focused on protecting horses and farm animals, but it also protected cats and dogs. One time, this is a true story, Henry dropped from a skylight into a room where a dog fight was taking place. Dog fights were a sport in which people let their dogs fight and hurt each other, and people would place bets making money on which dog would win the fight. It was against the law to dog fight, but the fight had to be caught in the act, which made it very hard to arrest someone for dog fighting. But Henry swooped in like a superhero to stop the fight and protect the dogs. By the time Henry died, chapters of the ASPCA had sprung up throughout the whole country. 37 of the 38 states at the time had made it against the law to be cruel to animals. Today, almost 150 years later, the issues that most affect our beloved animal friends are overpopulation, fighting against puppy and kitty mills, and vaccinating our pets against diseases so they don't get sick. We're grateful to Henry Berg, who stepped outside of his own comfort zone to speak against an injustice that he witnessed, even though it didn't affect him personally, and to help move our society toward a more just, safe, and loving place for all living things. May we take a lesson from him and remember to fight for what is right.